Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, January the 21st, 2022. I am Tungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight, we are looking at the chaos in the MDCT. But first, an update on the COVID-19 situation.
Zimbabwe has recorded 227,695 cases since the outbreak started. And the Minister of Health reported yesterday that four people succumbed to COVID-19, while 397 others tested positive. This has left the country with 5,208 deaths.
Also, one important issue, Jonga, is the issue of active cases. In the past 3-4 weeks, we were at a peak of about 34,000 active infections, but now we have come down to 10,833.
And also, Mtunga, we are also seeing a rise in numbers of the number of people who are being vaccinated. To date, a total of 4,228,376 people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 3,254,587 their second dose, while 35,554 have so far received their third dose.
Yebo kunjalo Jonga, lingaba lijona njani emakhaya sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk singumsakazo we Studio 7. Lamhlanje sikhangela ingxabangxoza ekhona kubandla le MDCT. Angazi ukuthi ngizathi elikhokhelwa ngubaba uMonzora kumbe ngizathi elikhokhelwa nguThokozani Khuphe, ngoba uMakhuphe ube lomhlangano lamhlanje watshela intatheli izindaba ukuthi uMonzora kaselilunga le-MDCT. Ilokhu ngemva kokuba yena uMonzora ethule umbiko izolo esithi uMakhuphe usemisiwe ukuba lilunga laleli bandla. Kulokulwisana okukhulu phakathi kaMonzora loMakhuphe, ngezinye indlela sebexotshene ku-MDCT. Kodwa singakangeni lapho sikhangele umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi kubhubhe abantu abane izolo, njalo kwatholakala abangamakhulu phose amane, 397 belo mkhuhlane lo. Lokhu kusho ukubana abantu asebebhubhile to date bebulawa yi-COVID-19 eZimbabwe sebengu 5,280. Kuthi abalokhu bephethwe yilo mkhuhlane sikhuluma nje, kumaviki amathathu amane adluleyo bebedlalela kubo 34,000, ebephezulu mpela amanani. Kodwa kathesi sikhuluma nje, lelo nani selehlile seliku 10,833, yibo abantu abaphethwe yilo mkhuhlane sikhuluma nje. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala izolo bangu 5,542. Abahlatshwe esibili 5,137, kuthi abahlatshwe esithathu babe ngu 2,223.
Siri kutarisa nyaya iri kunetsa zvikuru mubato reMDCT. Inyaya iri kuteerwa nevanhu vakawanda. Zvichitevera mashoko aziviswa nhasi pamusangano waitwa nevatori venhau nemumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri webato, kana kutiti vanga vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato reMDCT, muzvare Thokozani Khuphe. Dr. Khuphe vaziisa ivo kuti aiwa, bato reMDCT ratsemuka nepakati zvichitevera kudzingana kwavari kuita mubato imomo nemutungamiri webato vaDouglas Monzora. Takanzwa vaMonzora vakanyorera tsamba kuna muzvare Khuphe musi wa 12 mwedzi uno 12 ndira, vachivazivisa kuti aiwa takumisai kuti munge muri nhengo yebato reMDCT nezvipomerwa zvakasiyana-siyana zvavaipa kuna Dr. Khuphe. Tazoonawo nhasi Dr. Khuphe vachidzosa chematsenganzungu, vachizivisaiwo kuti aiwazve vaMonzora kutotaura kwavakazivisa mushure mekunyorera Zeki tsamba vachitaura kuti bato ravo reMDC richakwikwidza richinzi MDC Alliance pasarudzo dzemabyelections dzichaitwa. Zvinoreva kuti vatozvidzingawo mubato reMDC ravanga vari mutungamiri webato. Asi chisati chanzwisisikwa ndechekuti kana Muzvare Kupe vari kuti Douglas Muonzora vakazvidzinga mubato, sei vari kuzotaura kuti pane mapato maviri kana kuti bato ratsemuka nepakati? Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiedza kuti tinge tichikurukura izvozvo. Tisati tapinda kunyaya iyoyo yemakakatanwa ari mubato reMDCT, tombotarisa uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa pamwe nekufa neCOVID-19. Nezuro bazi rezveutano rakazivisa kuti vanhu vana vakafa neCOVID-19 nyika yose, vamwe vanokwana kuita 397 kana kuti 390 nevanomwe vakawanikwa vaine denda iroro nyika yose. Kufa kwevanhu vana ikoko kwakasvitsa uwandu hwevanhu vafa nyika yose pazviuru zvishanu nemazana maviri nemakumi masere 5280. Uwandu hwevanhuwo vari kubayiwa nhomba huri kuti kwirei, asi hausati wasvika pa10 million iri kutarisirwa kana zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana. 60% iri kunzi nehurumende vanofanira kunge vabayiwa kuitira kuti denda reCOVID-19 ringe richikwanisa kugadzikana. Tinoona kuti vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga kusvika pari nhasi vaamamiriyoni mana nezviuru mazana maviri zvine makumi maviri nezvisere nemazana matatu nemakumi manomwe nevatanhatu 4,228,376. Vabayiwa nhomba yepiri vasvika pa3,254,587 kana kuti mamiriyoni matatu nezviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mashanu nezvina zvine mazana mashanu nemakumi masere nevanomwe. Vabayiwa nhomba yetatu iri kunzi booster shot vasvika pa35,554. Uwandu huchiri pasi tichitarisa kuti vanhu vabayiwa nhomba dzose dziri mbiri vasvika pa3 miriyoni kana kudarika 3 miriyoni. Zvinoitwa kuti tinge tichitarisira vabayiwa mabooster shots kuti vange vasvikawo kuma3 miriyoni. Mutunga,
today we are talking about the chaos in the MDCT, the counter suspensions by Douglas Muonzora and Thokozani Kupe. We have a political analyst to help us navigate this situation. That's Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. But before we go to Mr. Ngwenya and our other guests, let's listen to what Thokozani Kupe had to say at a press conference in Bulawayo today. It was more of a rally, really, than a press conference. Let's listen. That's Madame Thokozani Kupe there, officially declaring the split of the MDC. T, liyamuzwa ke lapho uThokozani Kupe ekhuluma labasekeli bakhe lentatheli zindaba ekobulawayo lamhla uthi ibandla leMDCT selidabuke phakathi kodwa uyaphambili njalo uthi nguye osephethe leli bandla nguye osengumkhokheli ngoba ngokutsho kwakhe uthi uMonzora is no longer a member ngoba watshela iZek ukuthi uzancintisa AEMDC Alliance
ngoma nje ndizozvo vadiwa vateereri nevatariri manzwa muzvare Thokozani Khupe vanga vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato reMDCT vachitaurayo kuti vaDouglas togara sei Monzora vanga vari kana kuti vanoyo mutungamiri weMDCT havachisiri nhengo yebato reMDCT nekuti vakazvizivisa kuZimbabwe Electoral Commission kana kuti SEC kuti bato ravo ravari kumirira musarudzo radza 2022 by elections richange richikwikwidza richinzi MDC Alliance. Saka vanoti nekudaro aiwa paMonzora havachisiri nhengo yebato reMDCT ivo nemasimba avanopiwa nebumbiro remutemo semutevedzeri wemutungamiri ndo vave panyanga. Vachienderera mberi vachitaura kuti I declare an official split with within the MDCT party. Hanzi kutsemuka kwatoita bato vazivisa kuti bato ratsemuka. Zvino hanzive kuti ivo vativa Monzora vachisiri nhengo yebato ravo. Bato rinozotsemuka sei Mutunga?
Pane dambudziko ipapo Jonga asi tichange tichinzwa from mutauriri wamuzvare Khupe achange achitsanangura ipapo kuti zviri kufamba sei. Now let's go to our analyst, that's Mr. Joyce Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I love to be on this program.
Mr. Ngwenya, clearly this is a mess that's going on in the MDC. Since 2005, clearly things have been going downhill for this party and it has never recovered.
Well, I mean, I actually feel pity for you broadcasters and journalists because how do you navigate through this whole cacophony of confusion? But, you know, to put it in perspective, basically the confusion was caused by the courts. The courts that insinuated that the MDC Alliance was not a political party, which of course was wrong. But of course, Madame Khupe, Dr. Khupe, kind of gets it right that MDCT is a political party and MDC Alliance is a political party. And I just wish Tungamiri that she had clarified this problem at the time when her president, Monzora, was recalling members of the parliament. Recalling them from what he called was another alien party, which is MDC Alliance. By the way, in Tungamiri, Douglas Monzora is actually more MDC Alliance than Thokozani Khupe. Because remember in 2018, Thokozani Khupe contested as MDCT and Monzora was MDC Alliance. Even in Gweru in 2019, Advocate Monzora was at the Congress. So if it comes to the issues of originality, and what we can call provenance, I believe that Madame Khupe has got it right. However, you and I might not be privy to the constitution of the MDCT, but what we know, standard practice, Ndungamele, is that if you join another political party, you cease to be a member of the MDCT. And this is why Dr. Khupe says, by declaring himself as president of MDC Alliance, Mr. Monzora has recused himself from MDCT. But there are other theories that come around that. So for the time being, I think we are dealing with two parties, MDCT and MDC Alliance. I don't believe that is true that MDCT has split. It has split into what? Unless if it's an atom, we still have MDCT, which has contested leadership between Thokozani Khupe and Douglas Monzora. And Tungamiri.
Thank you, Dave Abungwenya, and please do stay on the line. As we bring in Thokozani Khupe's advisor, and that's Dando Ndlovu. Let's dive right into it. Sibone uMama Khupe namhlanje sithi nguyo sephethe iMDCT aphinde athi sokule split abuye athi ubaba uMonzora sowazixotsha kubandla. Is that not a contradiction? Because how can there be a split when you are saying that Monzora is no longer a member of the MDCT?
Ngiyabonga baba ntungamile ngombuzo wakho. Uzananzelela ke msakazi ukuthi mhla ka 3 January ubaba uMonzora wabhala incwadi eya kuZeki ethi yena usengu president we MDC Alliance, wathi yena seyenze ibandla elizancedisa ama-by-elections elithiwa yi-MDC Alliance okulibandla elitsha ngesisekelo somthetho we-MDCT. Lokhu akwenzayo siyakwazi ukuthi akukho emthethweni, ngoba ngesisekelo sethu ku-5.10a umuntu akavele asekele elinye ibandla kumba ajoyine elinye ibandla uzixotsha automatically, kadingi ukuxotshwa ebandleni. Ngokunjalo sithi ubaba uMonzora ngokubhala leyana ncwadi wahle wazixotsha ebandleni le-MDCT. Kodwa-ke ngokuya kwesikhathi ubaba udokotela ukhuphe ukwazi ukuthi uMonzora sowazixotsha, ulehlekana nabantu elilutshwani elithi lona vele kalisalandeli isisekelo sombuso lese-MDCT leselizwe. Lelihlekana lihlekana labantu ababedlakela abangalandeli isisekelo somthetho webandla. Yikho-ke ubaba ukhuphe ebonile ukuthi kungcono ukuthi ahlachaze ukuthi laloba uMonzora esephula isisekelo sebandla kulabantu abazimiseleyo ukumlandela, kumbe kulabantu abazimiseleyo ukuthi bahlale belandela izinto ezikho emthethweni. Uyananzelela njalo ukuthi asikho kuqala uMonzora eqamula isisekelo sombuso we-MDCT. Ngoba uMonzora umamukho kuchazile ukuthi wafaka ama-vice president amabili okungekho emthethweni, wasuka lapho wa-appointa isikhulumeli sebandla lo-treasurer okungekho emthethweni angakuvunyelwayo ngoba upresident ka-appoint ama-officers of Congress. Waphinde lapho waqinisa indaba yodlakela ebandleni okungekho emthethweni, ngoba i-MDCT libandla elithi khona kalikholelwa kwezodlakela. Wachaza futhi umama ukuthi kathesi wakhetha i-standing committee esingekho futhi emthethweni. Achaze futhi umama ukuthi khona kathesi uzixotshile ebandleni, kodwa kulabantu abahlala abalokhu besithi bona bazamlandela laloba kunjalo. So kulabantu ababili ku-MDCT abaningi abathi bona balandela isisekelo sephathi kwelehlala lelilutshwane elithi lona vele alisalandeli isisekelo sombuso wephathi. Yikho kuba mkhube chazile ukuthi kona hhayi laloba uMonzora enjani wazixotsha ephathini, kukhona abantu abavele bathi bona bawasalandeli isisekelo esebandla ngoba bengamalunga ebandla.
Thank you there, Baba Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. Mkoma Jay, vari kutaura Ndlovu hapa ndanganda vunza kuti isei muzvare kupi wataura yokuti kwane ma MDCT maviri apo kune rimwe divi vachiti vaMonzora is no longer a member of the MDCT vakazvidzinga nekuti vachakwikwidza sarudzo vari ku MDC Alliance saganzi na vandlovu aiwa mzvare kupe vataura izvozvo because vanoziva kuti kunyange vaMonzora vatyora mutemo sekutaura kwavo vandlovu pane vamwe vacharamba vachingovatsigira zvisinei nekuti amai kupe vari kuti havasisiri nhengo yeMDC T. And I must say kuti we reached out to mutauriri wavaMonzora Lloyd Damba, who referred us to the party spokesperson, and that's a witness Dube, who's not reachable. Then we reached to party vice president, Vamogen Komichi, who told us that, and I quote, "We will give you a comprehensive report when we sit as the party leadership, but not today." Saka hanzi nava komichi aiwa izvo tichagara pasi seutungamiri hweMDCT. Saka tichazotaura nemi vemapepanhau sizakhuluma lani linavamapepandava nxa sesihlangene njengovukhokheli veMDC. Iyo iresponse esiyithole kubaba ukomichi ongomunye wavasekeli vakaMonzora. Mkomaje.
Thank you so much, Ntungamile Nkomo, and welcome to our show, Ms. Ndlovu.
because I'm calling him from the phone. He cannot hear, but you can go ahead and ask him a question.
I wanted him to explain the same in English and, if possible, in Shona, so that our listeners also benefit from his explanation.
Mr. Ndlovu, munotaura Shona zviya? Okay, kia ansi na jonga mvunzo ndakubvunzai kuti sei Madam Kupe vachiti ipane maboka MDC maviri apo vachiti zve vamonzora yavasisiri nengwe MDCT vakazvidzinga nekuti vachakwikwidza sarudzo vachishandisa zita re MDC Alliance.
Mukaterera speech saMadam Dr. Kupe Baka taura kuti Munzura akatyora mutemo MGCT papi pacho. Akataura kuti Munzura akatyora mutemo kuapointa vice president maviri, kuapointa secretary for information and publicity na treasurer outside Congress, kurova vanhu kuextraordinary Congress, kuapointa standing committee inzotsiripa mutemo. Kuita makongre timelines asiri pamutemo akatekesa zvakawanda akazvichora asi akati naizvozvo this January mwedzi uyu akaita imwe party ende atozvidzinga mumusangano asi kune vanhu vari kupato vachiri kuti ivo havatsi kutevera mutemo weMDCT saka tine vanhu vazhinji taunga chiri kuti inotevera mutemo kumbiro remutemo weMDCT asi kune minority iri kuti haiterere murayo weMDCT saka naizvozvo ndizvo Madam Kupe akazvitaura kuti hai naizvozvo zviri nani kuti ndipatsarano rayo.
Hai, siyabonga baba Ndlovu, qhubeka usecingweni. Vari kutaura apo vaNdlovu Mukomaje vatsanangura vangwenya vachiripo parunare.
Yes, I think I can go to Mr. Ngwenya. Vangwenya, tanzwa tsananguro yapiwa na vaNdlovu pamusoro pemasoko ekuti bato reMDCT ratsemuka kuti sei Dr. Kupe vataura mashoko iwayo. Hanzi vati kunogona kunge kuine nharo dzinogona kuzoitika kwa kukamba kwa Munzora nekuda kwekuti vanogona kunge vaine vamwe vanhu vanenge vachivatsigira kuti aiwa muchiri mutungamiri. Munoti vangwenyi
kana mai Kupe vachitivo death bomb ratsemuka nepakati ko zvinozoreva kuti kana vakuenda kumaelection nokuti torangira kuti vamonzo vakativo tichaenda kumaelection tichinzi MDC Alliance zvakanaka zvokuti zvinoreva kuti mai Madam Kupe Dr. Kupe vatoona kuti zvatova nani kuti vatozviti pari MDCT nokuti kana ava vachaenda kusarudzo vachinzi MDC Alliance isisi tosara tiri tega tiri MDCT asi chinoshamisa jonge rechokuti ko sei kumira kusvika iko zvino vachitaura nyaya yacho nokuti nyaya iyi yakagara yabvira nechekare nhengo dzeparamendi vavimiririri vemacouncils neparamendi vachidaidzwa vachinzi zvochibuda MDC Alliance nokuti muri nhengo dzeMDCT deno Madam Kupe vakatanga kutaura nemazuva acho iwawawo asi tinoona kuti pane kupokana papfungwa dzacho dzekutaura na spokesperson nokuti vari kutiwo kana bato rakatsemuka nepakati ngakuite imwe bato itsva tova kunzwa uchinzi kune MDC imwe isiri MDCT nokuti ndokutsemuka kwacho asi vari kutsinidzira kuti aiwaka ava vamonzora hazvitsvage kuti vanyorerwe tsamba ichokwadi nekuti muumbire reMDCT rinojekesa richitiro kana ukati iwewo wamunhengo yerimwe bato reMDC Alliance zvautoreva kuti chii hausisiri nhengo yeMDCT saka pandinenge ndinobvumirana navo havo kuti ichokwadi kuti hazvitsvage kuti vachinyorerwa tsamba vamunzora nekuti vakati ivo isusu tiri MDC Alliance tichakwikwidza tiri MDC Alliance asi zvinoonesa ndezvekuti kana vamunzora vakada kuti vadzokere kuMDCT vanozoda kunokukidza seMDC asi hazvichaite nokuti vakutaurira zeki kuti tichenge tiri MDC Alliance saka kupokana kwacho kuchaita kushoma nekuti iko zvino kwava nemapato maviri kune MDCT ine utungamiri huri kunetsana hatingati kuna maMDCT maviri nokuti haisati yatsemuka pane hutungamiri huri kudetsana. Cause ya MBC Alliance iyo yainzi na vamonzora kutanga haisi party regachiti bisem parliament because no yava party vakukwidza nezita racho. Saka ndofunga kuti bopoto racho richagadziriswa mazuva maviri anotevera.
And legally speaking, Mr. Ngwenya, who do you think has the upper hand here? Because Makupe was saying today that she's appealing to the courts and parliament not to take a side.
Well, the courts generally in Tungamiri don't rewrite party constitution. It only happened for the MPC Alliance. Because why? It was only convenient for ZANU-PF and MPCT. Now, the court is going to go back to the December Congress of MPCT and see how the proceedings were carried forward. And it would have been a good thing because we know what transpired at National Conference Center. There was a lot of conflict, a lot of fighting, and Dr. Kupe was actually slept here and there. So I think she should have taken a political position at that time that she doesn't believe that the Congress has gone on well. And she should have taken, she should have taken a trajectory of litigation. So the court simply will just interpret the constitution and say, who is the legitimate leader of the MPCT? And after that, they will then re-look at the concerns of Dr. Kupe, who says that according to the MPC constitution, Douglas Monzora has crossed over to MPC Alliance. And I think this is where the law is going to catch up with Mr. Monzora, because if the law is very clear, in other words, if the constitution is very clear that if Douglas Monzora crosses over from MPCT to MPC Alliance, he is no longer a member of MDCT. But the general narrative around the Monzora debacle is that he does not want to make the MDC Alliance MDCT brand mutually exclusive. For he keeps saying MDCT owns MDC Alliance, so we're going to do that with MDC Alliance. But because the disputing party, the contesting authority is now his vice president, Dr. Kupe. So it's up to Dr. Kupe to ensure that litigation follows the right course. That is reading the MPC constitution to the letter. Tungamiri.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Ndlovu, abanye bayabuza ukuthi kulesidingo yini sokuthi lifike lapha eselikhona manje njenge-MDCT. Like lazama ukuhlala phansi impela. Kumbe ladinga umlamulankunzi wahlala phansi lo Makhupe lo Monzora bakhulumisana.
Okukhona msakazi ukuthi udokotela uKhupe uzame ngendlela zonke uku-reach out to ubaba uMonzora. Ndiyakhumbula ukuthi umama uKhupe uthe ebuyela emsebenzini ngemva kokugula ngomnyaka ophelileyo nyakinye ngoFebruary, wahamba wayayenza umhlangano lo Monzora okwayaziwa ngumhlaba wonke. Kwaphuma izivumelwano lapho ukuthi kusetshenzwa njani, ukuthi into adeseziyenzile ezingaphandle kwe-constitution ye-MDCT zilungisiswe. Okungangokuthi kwakumele akhiphe uMdzuri njengo-vice president wesi-2, ngoba sisazi ukuthi kakula vice president ababili ku-constitution ye-MDCT ku-article 9. Kwakhulunywa ngokuthi kufuze kulungisiswe uku-appointwa kwama-officers of Congress ngaphandle kwe-constitution, ukuthi kukhitshwe ukufakwa kuka-treasurer lo-secretary for information and publicity owakhethwa ngaphandle kwama-structures nokunye okuningi-ningi owayesewuphambanisile ngesikhathi engene ofisini, nokuthi kuzadilwa njani ngendaba ze-violence ezayenzakala e-Harvest House, ezayenzakala e-Harvest House lezayenzakala ku-Congress. So kwaphuma izivumelwano eziningi emhlanini wokuqala uMonzora wathi uzahamba ayekuyenza khonokho. So-ke konke lokhu uMonzora kakwenzanga. Wayenziwa ukuthi umhlangano nyakinye ngoNkwenkwezi ukuthi kulungisiswane phakathi kwebandla ukuthi kambe ibandla nxa seliqamula umthetho kangaka lithini, ngoba kufuze libe ngesingesi ukuthi i-democratic alternative elizweni leZimbabwe. UMonzora kakwenzanga futhi. So-ke kufuze kube ne-Congress within 6 months from December 2020, awuzange akwenze khonokho. Khathesi-ke sabona ukuthi seqhubeka eqamula isisekelo sombuso we-MDCT kakhulu. Imali zicatha, zingacathi ukuthi zisebenza njani, ama-Congress Congress timelines zemanipulatwa, iCongress ichasiswa ukuthi yenziwa nge-8 months, yena afuna ukuyenza nge-6 days, eqhubeka beganga be-violate constitution. ICongress asesibona ukuthi hayi laba ngabantu esingathi ngesilungu they are incorrigible, abaqondisiwe. Yikho ke ubaba ukhuphe labantu abaningi abasekela i-MDCT njengoba libabone namhlanje emagcekeni eMcDonald's Hall, bathi hayi sesidiniwe ngoba ubaba ukhuphe ndiyakwazi ukuthi ngesisekelo sombuso we-MDCT u-Article 9.2.1 iyachaza ukuthi umsebenzi wakhe ngokuncedisa upresident ekwenzeni imisebenzi yakhe. Wamncedisa mpela, kodwa-ke ubaba uMozora ukhanya ngani ikhanda lakhe laliqinile, abanye asebenza labo bathi hayi bona abasina problem le-constitution bayayivayolatha ngokufuna kwabo. So kwehlula ukuthi kukhulunyiswane. Uzakhumbula futhi ukuthi ubaba uMaduku wavela wa-offer ama-services akuthi akhulumisane noba uMozora noba udokotela uKhuphe, bakwala lokhu uMozora. So ke sizamile ngendlela zonke ukuthi kade ungabanjwa la kusetshenzwe kuhle sonke silandele i-constitution, kodwa hathi kwehlule isikhathi esifikile sicine sifike sokuthi sithi hayi ungcono sibe yi-MDCT elandela i-constitution abaningi, i-MDCT encane engalandeliyo i-constitution asazi ukuthi iholwa ngubani.
And I've spoken to a lot of people who say that Thokozani Khuphe deserves no mercy because she started this whole thing by recalling MDC Alliance members from parliament, councillors. She literally destroyed the MDC Alliance, and now she's somehow testing her own medicine. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's very unfortunate. It's coming from people who have got little knowledge of what is happening within the MDCT. You will recall that the problems in the MDCT started in 2016 when our late leader, Dr. Gordon Changirai, appointed two additional vice presidents in the form of Engineer Muturi and Advocate Nelson Chamisa. That's when the problems in the MDCT started, and they created a succession crisis in 2018 when he left this earth. So these are problems that started a long time ago. You will recall that Chamisa himself, he grabbed the power unconstitutionally in February 2018 and created another crisis. So there is no way that you can then blame all these things on Dr. Khuphe. The only crime that she has committed is to remain principled, is to remain guided by the constitution of the party, is to remain focused on the greater good of the public. Because as far as we are concerned, we cannot afford to violate and mutilate our constitution when we are still in the opposition. You will recall that the judges said, you guys, we note that there are a lot of things that have happened between 2018 and 2020, but you guys, because you are the largest opposition in the country, you are a government in waiting. Any day from now, you can ascend into into the executive. And therefore, you must be seen to be adhering to your own constitution. So the only thing, the only crime that Dr. Khuphe has committed is to be a slave of constitutionalism. So we are not actually apologetic about that. We will do whatever we have done before in any day, at any time.
Siyabonga qhubeka ubambile Ndlovu Mkomaje.
Yes, thank you so much. Since I cannot talk to Mr. Ndlovu directly, maybe you can extend my question to him. What I wanted to know is, if Dr. Khuphe is now claiming to be the leader of the MDCT, is she in any way in control of the party assets?
Mr. Ndlovu, my colleague Jonga is asking here whether Ms. Khuphe is in charge of all party assets right now as we speak.
Well, you would know that Dr. Khuphe is firmly in charge of various party buildings. I think what is outstanding is Harvest House, and that's the only building that is occupied by some people that claim to be MDCT members, but we are in possession of various party assets like vehicles, like buildings. You will know that various chairpersons, various organizers, various secretaries were at our today's presser, and were in possession of various party assets. So we are in possession of various party assets and various buildings that belong to the party. So for Harvest House.
Mhm, hayi uyakhuluma lapho Ndlovu uthi hayi umama Khupho ziphethe esidukwini amahofisi elempahla zebandla nguye oziphetheyo ngaphandle kweHarvest House yona ephethwe ngubabu Monzora. Kwabasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngengxabangxoza ekubandla le-MDCT. Eqale izolo, not eqale izolo per se, but edubuke izolo lapho uMonzora asekhona ukubana usesuspende umsekeli wakhe uThokozani Khupho. Namhlanje sibone uMakhupho la esithi hayi nguye osephethe ibandla uMonzora kudala wasixotsha ngokuthi uzancintisa ukhetho elibandla le-MDC Alliance. Sibadingile uMonzora sakhuluma lesikhulumeli lesiphathamandla sebandla lakhe uMorgan Komitsi othe hayi khona bezahlangana njengobukhokheli be-MDCT ekhokhelwa nguMonzora, then bazakhuluma ke lentatheli zindaba ngokuthi kuyiwa njani phambili. Jonga
hongu nthungamili ethanzwa Morgan Komitsi vanhu vemutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato re-MDCT mutevedzeri wava Douglas Monzora vazivisa iwo Studio 7 mushure mekunge vabatwa parunare nanhungamiri Nkomo vakati ivo pari zvino havana mukana wekuti vange vachitipira mamiriro akaita zvinhu kunze kwekunge vagara pasi sebato seutungamiri vanenge vakuzokwanisa kunge vachipindura vatori venhau. Asi tamboedzawo zvakare kutibate mutauriri wemutungamiri weMDCT vaDouglas Monzora vaLloyd Damba vati titaure navaWitness Dube, asi vaDube havasi kubatika parunhare. VaWitness Dube ndiwo mutauriri weMDCT. Ndofunga mutungamiri tingangoita kuti vangwenya vambopindawo vachipindura zvatatichikurukura navaNdlovu.
Vavangwenya.
Yeah, liqiniso engingazuthi sishaye ngesindebele.
Yeah,
ngesikhono besikhiwa. Yeah, ngibona ngathi lapha bathungamili lo wakujonga lapha kule nkinga lapha, ngoba mina umbuzo wamadembele ngokuza uqaleke ukuthi kanti kungathi yena umama uKhupho wama isikhathi saze saba ilanga laze latshona nxa kwakuvele kule nkinga, ngoba siyazi phela thina kwavele waba le nkinga ngesikhathi asemayise Congress yabo ngoDisemba. Kanti kungathi wababemelele ukuthi kuze kubatshazeke khathesi bengalungisisanga nxa kwakulithuba lokuthi umama uKhupho aye emadaleni nalilithuba elihle. Kwaphinda futhi kwabakhona ukuthi ubaba uMonzora waqala wayeyilaye wayethatha izama ukuxotsha abameli be-MDC Alliance kuthiwa khona iguqula izikhundla. Kanti kungathi vele khonapho bengazanga baye emadaleni. Uyakhuluma nje ubaba uthena bazama ukhuma lobaba ugweta ulabo maduku kodwa akuphumanga lutho. Ngibona ngathi mina ngikabachasise kuhle ukuthi nxa icembu leli selicezuke phakathi, icezu lakhona elinye lithiwa yini, kumbe kuphokuchasisa nje kuphela ukuthi khathesi kule nkinga phakathi kuka umama uKhupho lo Monzora, ukwenzela ukuthi nxa bekwanisa ngoba phela sikhangelela nelo khetho awusoze kwenzakale ukuthi baye kukhetho kathesi, ngoba izisekeli zabo kakubulisela qiniso amaphosta vele esebhaliwe amaningi akhona engibabolile edolobheni. So kakuchasiswe ngoba uMndlovu ukuthi kanti kungathi yena umama uKhupho engaqalanga elinye iqembu elitsha ukwenzela ukuthi kungabili kungaphambaniseki ibizo lakhona, ngoba akusoze kwenzakale ntungabili lowo kujonga ukuthi uMonzora avume ukuxotshwa ku-MDCT, ngoba uzawuthi yena i-Congress eyenziwayo ngoDisemba nguye na umthungameli nguye upresident we-MDCT. So ngaphandle kunxa vele belungisela ukuthi baye emadaleni kuyethatha isikhathi eside kungalungisiswanga, kade kufanele nje ukuthi umama uKhupho apho ukuthi hayi mina sengi-channel kwe-MDCT ngoba kule ngxabangxoza mane ngiqala ngiqale iqembu lami elitsha, kodwa uzithi yena ngupartner ndabo wesibili uzalungisisa. So sizabona ke ukuthi uzalungisa kanjani yebo mntungameli
Siyabonga baba Ngwenya kahle ngidlulisele umbuzo wakho kuye ubaba uNdlovu baba Ndlovu yabuza lapho baba Ngwenya uthi kungani uMakhube engaqalanga ibandla elitsha watshiyana lokwe MDCT lokho
lizalanzelela msakazi ukuthi uDokotela uKhuphe is not just an ordinary member of MDCT umama uKhuphe is part of abantu abangu 8 abatshelwa yiZCTU ukuthi bahambe beyenza ibandla eyadeleda ekhazi ngo-1998. So, kuye umkhuphe ibandla le-MDCT, elilibandla elilembali kuye njalo ayi-founder member yakhona. Kayijoyinanga ibandla leli, kayijoyinanga. Walifomi ibandla leli. Ndalo kakula sidingo sokuyenza elinye ibandla yena ibandla alifomayo livele likhona. Ngoba kathe singasikhuluma kanje abantu asebeswele abafoma iMDCT nguDr. Thokozane Khuphe, uPaul Lampariwa noGift Shimanikiri. Ngokunjalo kakula sidingo sokuthi uyeumba elinye ibandla. Iswelaboya, izigilamkhuba nabokhanda tshisa yibomi abaphuma ebandleni beyejoyina amabandla alodlakela angalandeli iconstitution. Alenkethabethabi ayenza athonthi imali ale corruption ayenza zonke izinto ezimbi ezingafuna yi-MDCT so into esiyitshoyo uma uKhuphe asilaya ngayo yokuthi basiqondiseni ongaqondanga ku-MDCT sihlale sigayidwa yi-constitution at all times so ke ngiyakwazi ukuthi uma uKhuphe has been consistent since 1999 kubadlaleli kazake even laka 1 aphume ngoba siyakwazi abanye abasithuphayo kathesi nabantu adibe kubokadla adibe kumzuriwa adibe kumtshirawo adibe ku-NCA ebamanye amabandla sebuyabehlupha kathesi ku-MDCT so ngeke sikhitshwe ngabantu abajoyinayo ibandla thina singama-founder members ebandla so i-MDCT kangeke ihle ibulawa ngabantu abalutshwane abantu bathi i-MDC bayayifuna injalo nje
And some, Mr. Ndlovu, are now saying there's nothing democratic really about the Movement for Democratic Change. Some are even going to the extent of saying you guys are even worse than ZANU-PF that you always accuse of not respecting democracy.
I think that you are very right to say that some of the things that we have done It is the MDC are worse than what ZANU has done, and I think that it cannot be blamed on the greater membership of the party. It must be blamed on a few individuals who are pursuing a selfish agendas. But basically, I think that I will not then say you are wrong to say that some of the things that we do as the opposition are worse than ZANU-PF. Yes, we do a lot of things that are really, really bad. That are not expected from democratic alternative, but that can't be blamed on the MDC as a whole. It must be blamed on some individuals within the party. Therefore, our duty as revolutionaries, as fighters in the party, is to identify and isolate those people. So we are willing to correct our mistakes. We have made mistakes in the past 20 or so years, and we are willing to correct our mistakes. That's why in 2016, when our late president tried to exercise powers that he did not have, we challenged that. In 2018, we challenged that. And in 2022, we are challenging anyone who is trying to actually mutilate and violate our party constitution.
Ubaba uNtando Ndlovu ngumcebisi kaDokotela Thokozani Khuphe ngoma nje
ongwaliwa vatereri nevatariri nhasi tiri kukurukura nezve press conference kana musangano waitwa nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri weMDCT vanga vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato reMDCT mutsvari Thokozani Khuphe vachizivisa ivo kuti aiwazve ini handina kunge ndadzingwa kubato kana kumiswa kuwe nhengo yebato reMDCT nekuti vamonzora vakatenge vazvidzinga kare mubato reMDCT pavakazivisa vachinyorera tsamba kuzek kuti vachakwikwidza musarudzo vebyelection vari MDC Alliance ndoenda kuna vaNdlovu Ntunga wondisvisira shoko kwavari kuti tinzwe kuti panyaya yenhengo dzeparamende zvakamira sei, nokuti kana padai kana iye vachiti bato va Dr. Kupo vachiti ndo mutungamiri webato, zvinoreva kuti ndo vanenge vaine chekuita nenhengo dzebato MDCT dziri muparamende. Pakamirawo sei ipapo? Tozobvunza zvakare vangwenya vagozotipindurawo nerurimi rwaamai pfungwa dzavo.
Vandlovu hanzi naJonga, panyaya yenhengo dzeparamende apa kwakamira sei?
Dr. Kupe akayabira parlamenti neminister of justice kuti vaite zvakanaka, vaite fairness pakutonga nyaya iyi. Akaudza the speaker of parliament kuti nyaya iri kuitika kuMDCT inofanana nenyaya yakaitika muna 2005 kuti mapoka eMDCT akatsemuka pakati, and hakuna kumbozvira kwarekorwa anyone from parliament because akange ari mafactions of the same party. Naizvozvo akayambira speaker of parliament vamudhinda neminister of justice yazi yambi kuti vaite fairness kutonga nyaya iyi, kuti unofanira kuti usave naMP kana senator or councillor anorekorwa kuparliament or senate because ari kupoka iri kana poka iro. Akayambira the minister of justice vaziyambi kuti vaite fairness pakudistributa maripolical finances. Akayambira uyezve minister of local government vadyai mwoyo kuti vaite fairness kumarecords kuti asavhise macouncillors ari kusapota Dr. Kupi kana macouncillors ari kusapota rimwe boka rituku reMDCT. Saka ndizvozvo zvichaitika Novemba kuti maogas of state achadambira yambiro ya Dr. Kupi zvakanaka.
Siyabonga qhubekusecingweni baba Ndlovu. Silete ubaba Ngwenya, ndofunga manzwa muvunzo waJonga vangwenya.
Apo munoona kuti ndopanoratidza kuti kuharvest house hakuna kumira zvakanaka. Chiripo ndechekuti kana zvichinzizvo takunokukidza tiri MDC Alliance, deno kwanyorerwa tsamba, ivo vaide vakanyorera tsamba kuna vamudhenda kuti aiwaka vanhu vamakadzinga vavaya muchiti ivo ndewe MDC Alliance, isusu kana taakuda unokukidza seMDC Alliance sivadzorerai kuparamendi, nokuti ndo vakanga vachinzi ndi vanhu veMDC Alliance ngavachidzokera kuparamendi. Saka ndinoona kuti panapa vanhu vachakanganisika nokuti nebatano nokuti apa pamai Dr. Kupe vachada kuti vanyore tsamba, vachinyorera tsamba kuna vamudhenda kuparamendi nokunana nekuminister of justice kuti aiwa vanhu vari kusapota vamonzora kuda ndikanzera ndimember of parliament haisi MDCT yava MDC Alliance, nokuti vari kutiwo vachanokukidza seMDC Alliance. Saka ndotoda kuona kuti apapa vamudhenda, nokuti vamudhenda ndo vakanga vapindira nyaya yacho vachizvidza munhu akatsungaira vachitivo aiwa isusu tawana tsamba yabva kuMDCT ichitiwo vanhu veMDCT ngavabude muMDC Alliance, vanenge varamba kubuda ngavachidzingwa. Zvakuda kuti zvichishandiswa inonzi precedence nawo, nokuti kana vakatiwo vanhu veMDC Alliance ngavadzingwe parliament, saka hapachatsvage kuti paite sarudzo mumaconstituents acho nemawards acho, nokuti vanhu veMDC Alliance vari kukukidza. Saka haungabviswe mugemu remaoria zvichinzi uri substitute kana umwe akakuvara wodzokera futi. Saka ndotoona kuti panapa Mike Kupe nyango vakuenda kukori kana kuparamendi vanofanirwa kunoprova kuti vanhu vari kunzi maMDC MPs namacouncillors, nokuti namacouncillors havasi MDCT iMDC Alliance, toona kuti vamudhenda vachazvishamisa sei. Ndo pachaita test of constitutionalism, nokuti vamudhenda ndo vakanga vabata nyoka yacho iri mhedu vakaichengeta mhomwe mavo. Toda kuona kuti vachashandisa sei ruzivo rwavo kuti vadhile namaenda Dr. Kupi.
Yebo baba Ngwenya, ngaphandle kokwenzakala phakathi kukababa uMonzora loMakhophe, Inxasikhangela imbali MDC from way back ku 2005 owaqala khona isplit sika uBabuswan Grailo Walshman kuze kube lamhlanje sokube lama MDC amanengineng uGrace wakhuluma athi bazayiqeda ialphabet besithi MDC this MDC that isingathi MDC libandla labantu abazinikeleyo yini ukuleta idemocracy eZimbabwe abafuna ukuzehlukanisa lebandla elibusayo lona abatshona belisola belethesa amacala achiyene.
Uzabona ukuthi ngo-2005 waba le nkinga layo ngoba kwakhulunywa nge-constitutionalism ukuthi uBabuswan Grailo wayenze izinto ezingaqondananga lesikeli sombuso se-MDCT. Yikho wakwenza ukuthi kube lokucezuka phakathi. Yeah, kodwa asiboneni ukuthi kumi kanjani lapha. Uyabona ungazukhangelisise ucubungule into yokhetho. Abantu abaningi tungamili uZulu omningi ovotela i-MDC Alliance kavoti ngoba ulilunga le-MDC Alliance. Uvota ngoba kavumelani leZANU PF. Kutsho ukuthi vele isenzakalo isenzakalo okwenzakalayo ku-MDC singathi MDC akuvamanga ukuthi kuphambanise abanye bathi khona ngaye babambeni kungenzekela ukuthi banqobe iZANU PF ngamanombolo amakhulu kodwa njengobona kwami mina abantu abaningi vele abavotela yona i-FDC Alliance bavota nje ngoba bayaphikisana lokwenziwa iZANU PF kodwa okwakhathesi kuzahlupha ngoba nxa sokuthiwa khona kulamaqembu amathathu i-MDCT, i-MDCT yakugubhe le-MDC Alliance. Umuntu ovele engafuni ukuyavota uzaphambaniseka. So ingxabano leyo ntungameli iye enza ukuthi kube le voter apathy ngoba abantu babesebejika izandla emoyeni kanti benxa sokunje sizavotela njani amalunga ephalamenti athi engavotelwa asexoshwa. Sizavotela njani ilunga ehlala lixabana abantu bexabana sokuphambanisa uZulu ofuna ukuthi avotele avotele ephikisana leZANU PF. Hhayi akulunganga. Bafanele bahlale phansi bakhulumisane kwenzela ukuthi batshengisele ntungameli ukuthi nxa sebebusa bazabusa belibandla elibambeneyo.
Thank you there, Mr. Ngwenya. And going back to Mr. Ndlovu, so as the coup formation of the MDCT, Mr. Ndlovu, are you participating in the March by-elections? Mr. Ndlovu?
We are not going to be participating at the
event. Mr. Ndlovu, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
I was saying that we're not participating in the March 26th by-elections.
Why?
Because, you know, we are not prepared for those by-elections. But suffice to say, we have instructed members to support progressive candidates in various areas. We are not interested in splitting the opposition vote, and we have asked our members to support progressive parties and candidates in those by-elections. You will know that in the past few days or so, many of our candidates were withdrawing from those by-elections in favor of progressive candidates and for some other reasons.
And which progressive candidates are these, if you may say?
We are going to be having our National Council in the next few days, and the National Council is going to pronounce itself on which party we are going to support in the upcoming by-elections.
Yes, ndinotenda mutungamiri vateereri tanzwa vandlovu vanove chipanga mazano chadr kupe vachitaura kuti bato ravo harisi kuzopinda musarudzo dzeby-elections riri pamusi wa 26 march vati chimwe chikonzero chikuita kuti vasapinde nyaya yekuti vanga vasina kunge vakagadzirira asi pamusoro pezvo vati ivo havasi kuzotsemura mavhoti kumapato anopikisa kana kuti kuopposition vachiti ivo vanenge vachizotsigira mabato kana bato ravanoona kuti riri kuita zvido zvevanhu zvavanowirira nazvo sebato reMDCT. Panyaya iyoyo ntungamiri Nkomo, ndofunga imwe nyaya iri kunetsawo muvanhu nyaya yekuti idzo sarudzo dza 2022 March 26 dziri kunzi dziitwe nderimwe dambudziko rakakonzereswa nekudzingwa kwenhengo dzemakanzuro neparamende nebato reMDCT. Zvinhu zvanga zvakati zvijekeswe semubvunzo wapaiwe kuti tizive pavamire Dr. Kupe nebato ravo nenyaya yekuti ndo vakanga vari kubato reMDCT vakakonzera kudzingwa kwenhengo dzeparamende nenhengo dzemakanzuro. Asi ndofunga vamwe vachashamisika kuti kosewa kuti havasi kuzokwikwidza musarudzo idzodzo.
Yapa kunjalo Jonga. Sesiqiba nje uhlelo limzwile lapha ubaba uNdlovu uNtando Ndlovu isikhulumeli umbe umcebisi kaMama Thokozani Khuphe uthi kabasoze bangene kuma-by-elections aza kwenziwa mhla ka 26 kumbimbitho. Ngani? Ngoba uthi bebengalulungiselelanga lolukhetho ngokunjalo uthi baza kutaza amalunga abo ukuthi asekele abathi ngama progressive candidates amanye amabandla. Kodwa ngimbuzile ukuthi waphi lawo ma candidates uthi hayi ubukhokheli bebandla busazohlala buxoxisane ngalokho. And as we wrap up, let's go back to Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Mkomaje, maybe you want to wrap up with Mr. Ndlovu.
Maybe just to ask him, Tunga, the future of opposition in Zimbabwe, because whenever there is a misunderstanding, the party is split. What's the future of opposition in Zimbabwe?
Mr. Ndlovu, my colleague is asking, as we wrap up, you have 45 seconds. What's the future of the opposition in Zimbabwe, looking at what's going on in the MDCT?
Well, I think that the future of opposition in Zimbabwe is bright. Everyone is looking at the crisis that has been brought to us by the ruling regime, and therefore I think the future is bright. What we need to do as the opposition is to maybe re-strategize and refocus our energies on the reasons why we formed the MDC. So basically our future is bright only if our leaders focus on what made us form this organization called the Movement for Democratic Change. So that's what I can say.
Siyabonga Baba Ndlovu, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Thank you so very much for your time.
Siyabonga msakazi.
Sibonge ke lapho ubaba uNtando Ndlovu, umcebisi kaThokozani Khuphe. Sigqibe uhlelo lo babu Ngwenya. Ngamafitshane baba Ngwenya, MDCT Thokozani Khuphe not participating in the by-elections. Your take?
Well, it's true, really. I think, MDCT, especially Thokozani Khuphe, has not shown any credence and credibility when it comes to electoral presence. So I'm not surprised that she has taken a very good position not to participate, because she would not want to face further humiliation. But of course, it's everything that is happening to Amelis for the benefit of ZANU-PF. This is going to split the votes. It's going to create apathy and confusion. And I'm glad that if Nelson Chamisa is going to participate as MDC Alliance, and clearly identify himself as MDC Alliance, and Monzora is going to contest as well as MDC Alliance and identify himself in another way, the voters will have a proper choice to make. But sadly, it's all for the benefit of ZANU-PF.
Thank you there, Babu Ngwenya. And unfortunately, we are out of time. Mgomaje.
I want to tell us, Kuru Ntungamili, Tawana Masoko Kuva, Une Vadare Vedu, Vantando Ndlovu Vanove, Chipanga Mazano, Cha Dr. Thokozani Khuphe, MDCT, Pamuchete, Ne Nyanzi, Munezva Matongero Wenyika, Vari Joyce Ngwenya. Ini, Jonga Kandemiri, Ndiri mu Maryland, mu United States of America, ndoti morara zvakanaka vateereri.
Siyabonga, sibonga ubaba uNgwenya loBaba uNdlovu igama ngontungameli inkomo kuna iZimbabwe.